anyone who rejects the teachings of Scientology and chooses instead to live in the, quote, real world, unquote, a.k.a. Wogworld. Note, all practicing Scientologists should ignore Wogworld whenever reality conflicts with the overarching mission of Scientology. This is from the Scientologist's own dictionary of definitions.
Warning, the host of this show has been known to be patently offensive, using words such as
fuck, shit, fucking ass, bullshit,
bitch,
and phrases such as
you goddamn son of a bitch,
while ranting on about subjects like
angel dust, switchblades,
politics,
and
sexually perverse photography exhibits involving tennis rackets.
So, if you are easily offended or have small children in the room, please turn the stream off now. Thank you.
Tonight, a united nation goes forth with the determination to win this war and bring about a just and enduring peace.
Daddy, who is Sean Kennedy?
Or make our peace unless we understand the
Sean Kennedy was just a guy who started talking to people all over the world through an internet radio station called Rant Radio. Eventually, thousands of people all over the world would listen to him talk every Monday night about things that were happening in the world and the things that were going to happen. You see, Sean wasn't governed by anyone or anything. What he screamed into the internet was there for all to see. But that was when we still had rights and freedoms.
And not enough of you to shoot us all. We are the men. You, the few swaggering conquerors. There's no room in a decent world for you and your kind. We little people, thousands, millions of us, will join together and crowd you out of our world.
Whoa! Welcome to the Sean Kennedy Show. Wow, that was pretty good. I forgot you were going to do that. But that's cool, though. We got that echo effect going on. And after all,
you like that?
You paid good money for this mixer. Why not use it?
That's right.
We need to download a song for the halftime show, which I
what
used. It's Slipknot 515.
Okay, I'll make a note of that.
Because they say wog in it a lot, because Slipknots are wogs. You got to listen for it, but they do say that. And it's really cool. So I was like, right on, Slipknot must be wogs.
Must be
wogs, because they're going wog, you know, that's what they say. It's very short, it's only like a minute long, but it's super cool.
Yeah,
so anyway, yeah, welcome to the Sean Kennedy Show. This is Sean Kennedy, and don't be surprised if tonight you can't understand a fucking word I say. I've had problems all day with my speech patterns. Like,
uh-oh.
It's been brutal. Brutal. I'm trying to record Tales from the After now, and work on, and I'm like, stop, start. I'm serious. I had to stop and start like 18 times.
Wow, that's not good.
No, it's really hard, especially when I'm trying to get into, you know, the post-apocalyptic mindset.
And
you know,
stumbling over
and I'm
words.
Stumbling, and I'm like, wow, it must be radiation poisoning seeping in from my post-apocalyptic mindset. So it's kind of hard, especially when you're me, to, you know, because all I've got is my right now, right happening at this moment tongue, and if my right now, right happening at this moment tongue fucks up, I'm screwed. So it's kind of like, you know, it's kind of like, ooh, let's see, what's that guy's name? The guy who played Neo. What the fuck's his name? What's his name?
How come I already lost for that? Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, it's kind of like Keanu Reeves.
It's
and,
a memorable actor,
and Johnny Mnemonic, you know? If I fall, you don't get the head. If you don't get the head, you're fucked! It's like my favorite line in that movie. I know where he lives. I know where the bastard sleeps. Fuck off. I mean, Keanu Reeves, nice try. Can't do a British accent. Stick with fucking looking cool and wearing airwalks. Okay, that's just how it is. I mean, because give me a break. None of us really like Keanu Reeves, but somehow he wound up being the cyberpunk poster boy. Him and Billy Idol. Which, Billy Idol I'm kind of cool with, you know, but there we go. This is the Sean Kennedy Show. This is episode number 68. You are free to distribute this broadcast any way you see fit. You can tape it. You can tape it to AOL CDs and put it in your friends' mailboxes. You can put them over your school intercom. You can do anything you want with it. We don't care. Make remix of it. And if you like anything I say, you can rip little patterns of speech and then
Put them in your own songs. Yeah.
Put them in your own songs or make a rant out of it, which is what one guy did last show, which was really, really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Going through the IRC tonight, these are people who are the walks of the evening. People who managed to show up. Who do we got here tonight? We have Sumerian, because he's here. He's the co-host, by the way.
Yay.
Yeah, he's also station manager, but who needs him? Misconduct, Punk of Evil, Shade, Shovel, Oh, me, and I'm not here. I'm going to have to
You're here now. You've made it.
Smokehouse, Snake, Xandad, Pyro, Alien Binary, Alamode, Alanon Zero, Alpha 736, Alter Boy, Anubis, A Panther Pee, Beef Reading, Blung, Cabot, Child, Commies in the Can, Cookie Mon, Dancing Monkey, Delmore, To Deluge, Dr. Zodiac, Don't Panic 42, Droopy Frozen Fox, FT Linux RX, and Don't Panic 42, fucking A, fuck school, stay up, listen to the show. Droopy Frozen Fox, FT Link RX, I wonder if FT Link RX is actually a Flesh Tripper Link prescription.
Is that a name from long ago?
No. Oh. I just said RX is
RX
prescription. Anyway, Gemma Rassen, G.I. Jill, Jimmy X, Griffin, Guardian Super Chicken, Joe, D.C.L., X.V.1, K-16, Night Prison.
Night Prison.
Must be night school. Kaboofa, Dead A.M., Dead Hair, K-Boy Homework, Hexer, Korak, Latchkey Kid. Good fucking name.
That's a good one.
Did I name him? I can't remember if I named
him. That's it's a damn good name, anyway.
Damn good name, though. Where was I? Latchkey. Lento, Logan 5, Make Mine Fun, Manuel O'Kelly, Marvy, Mary Rebell, Virgin, Mick J, Midnight Guard, MJ12, Majestic 12, Mr. Echo. I'm going to do something freaky tonight.
What's that?
I'm going to do something freaky. Remind me, I have to do something freaky regarding my wife. I discovered my wife. No, my wife is fucking weird.
Okay.
I found out something
freaky. But when do you want me to remind you? Later?
As soon as I'm done this.
Okay.
Okay. Mr. Echo, Paladin, Poppy Boy, Psycho, Queef, Rapswootin, Rich, hey, buddy! Ricky Rocket, Rose, hey, buddy! Shrine Master, Slide, Sir Dark.
Shouts out, too.
SKTFM, Data Stalker, Southpaw Samurai, hey, buddy! Right on. Glad to see Southpaw showed up. He's awesome.
Hello, Cruz in the house, eh?
I'm speaking to you on a microphone provided by Southpaw Samurai. Mm-hmm. Spudly Spider, Stats, Doubt at Cheese, Two Fool, Thaw 696, The Bug, Tox, FTA. Must be from the after now. That's what it is. Transistor, Turmoil, Turnspike, Tide, Tyrannix, Wi-Fi Girl, Wiggle Puppy, WS Ninja, World War One, Russian Paratrooper, whose computer I'm baptizing tonight, Xanax, Zutroy, D-Day Speeches, and Lieutenant Major Zombie. Very, very cool. Now,
tell us about your wife.
Well, wait, no, we have to learn. First, you have to tell us how to get in the RC sim.
So, if you want your name read out by Sean, stumbling over words here and there.
I was actually doing not too bad.
You did well there.
Yeah, that was
okay. You did them all. You can download the IRC client. Go to MIRC.com. Download that one. It works well. Go to the other side servers in the Rant Radio channel, or you can just go to the webpage. Click the webpage is rantradio.com. Click on community and click on chat, and you can chat with everyone else we just read out.
Cool. Now, as long as we're here, how do people get in touch with you if they have bandwidth? We can pimp.
If you got bandwidth,
or if you just got cool pictures and stuff, you want to send in.
If you've got anything but news, because Sean wants the news, send it to info@rantradio.com.
And if you got stuff for me, which is news and link-related stuff. Incidentally, I've got some awesome commentaries tonight, which is mail. Like, there's a huge mail from a Panther P I'm going to read out on the air, which is fucking amazing.
Excellent.
But yeah, like, there's a lot of skills that WOGs have, and I'm really flattered by it.
Yep.
You know that these people have the... Oh, yeah, because it's like these are really super intelligent people who listen to the show.
With a lot of talent.
Oh, yeah, huge. Yep. You know what I mean? Like, if the WOGs were to go up against the Star Trek fans from Trekkies, the WOGs would, like, fucking own these guys.
That's right.
You know, seriously, it's just brutal. But anyway, and in speaking of pimping bandwidth, we do still need your help. If you have bandwidth or access to huge pipes of bandwidth, and you happen to think that Rant Radio doesn't suck, let us know, because we can mirror our shit on your streams. And we won't pay you anything for it, other than, you know, essentially...
Well, thank you once. Thank you.
Yeah, we'll suck you off on the air. I mean, that's
right.
That's about all we can really do.
What else
and
can
you
we
get
do?
To put me over the airwaves in your office.
That's right. Ah!
And all the female people can be really pissed off. Well, that's not true. There's a lot of females who listen to the show. Like, there is a lot of women who listen to the show.
Yeah, a lot of Rant Radio women fans.
And I'm married. How fucked is that?
It's crazy. They can't even get you.
I'd be like, you know what? If I wasn't married, there'd be no women listening to the show. That's just
the way it is.
That's the way life fucking works.
If you're gay and married, there you'd be
damn
even
it!
More.
Okay, tonight we got a special Photoshop because it's local. I'm going to give a... We're going to put one of them blinky things. Too much silicone teeth wiggling.
Okay, we're gonna a link to what? What are we giving a link to?
To Ryan Ryan dot cyberculture all one word dot ca.
Okay, what's there?
Those are pictures of Peacekeeper when he was in Bosnia.
Right. Okay.
Some of them.
Not all of them.
There's a whole lot of them, though. There's pictures of him holding different guns and stuff.
Nice.
The goal here is to send a Peacekeeper to jail. Okay. So what we're going to do is the Photoshop tonight is to take one of those photos, any photo you want.
Your favorite.
Your favorite one. There's lots of them there. Like, there's tons of shit to choose from. There's, like, and Photoshop it, cut him out, put him in, like, you know, make him standing with SS guards and shit like that.
Nuts.
Send a peacekeeper to jail. You know, we want to make this guy not look like a normal, everyday person. We want to make him look like...
badass in a bad situation.
Or he can be Wog the Destroyer. But he's holding guns and wearing camouflage. Killing Scientologists, rally, standing in buckets of blood, in hell, in other dimensions. I don't care. All right? But you can go there, download the pictures, and check it out, and Photoshop the shit out of them. Please send me a copy of the Photoshops, because I want to see them.
Yep.
So, very, very cool.
Private message me, Sumerian, and or send them to info@rantradio.com so I can get them up on the page.
There we go.
Yep.
Perfection. Now, moving on with my life. So, I discovered that my wife...
Yes.
...is a mutant and has superpowers.
Ooh. That's good superpowers?
No, this is weird.
Like climbing walls?
This is
invisibility.
Fucking... Get the phone. Where's the phone?
Okay.
I will prove this to you. Okay? Check this out. This is some creepy shit. Oh, no. Not yet. I got to get the background. Get the background. Hang on. Make it stop.
Okay. There you go.
Okay. What we're going to do is I'm driving around in the car the other day with my wife.
Driving music.
Here we are. Driving in the car. Oh, yeah, do that robot thing, Adrian. Right on, that's awesome. Anyway,
like in the commercial.
Like in that fucking commercial. Anyway, because I want to emulate commercials with my fucking life. Anyway, I'm driving around with Peacekeeper today, and he's like, wow, man, you're getting, like, all wound up for no reason. And I'm, like, going off about that Ed the Sock guy. Ed the Sock guy making fun of Star Wars people, and I was getting really fucking mad about the whole thing. It was just pissing me off, so... I was all torqued, and he's like, dude, you're getting really mad for, like, no reason. And I'm like, no, I'm getting mad.
That's
you're
pretty normal.
Not supposed to make fun of people. That's fucking horrible.
That's awful, Sean.
So I'm like, whatever. Yeah, no.
Be nice to everyone.
Well, no.
Be nice to everyone here.
I was whipping myself into this massive frenzy in the car, and I'm, like, fucking spitting at the windshield and shit. But, you know, I get...
There are no weight wipers on the inside, Sean.
I just get fucking mad. I can't help it. It gets me crazy.
Yeah.
To see people picking on people like that. I'm like, yeah, okay, so the guy's never had a girlfriend. Stop fucking with him, okay? Maybe he's sensitive about that shit.
Yeah.
Ass clown. Anyway. Like, it just pisses me off. Anyhow, where was I? But that wasn't today.
No,
I was driving in the car with my wife.
Yes.
And now, I mentioned, I think it was last show, that my wife is awesome because she watches me play video games.
That's right, yeah. That was the last episode.
And I thought it was really cool because she was, like, able to remember, like, if I went through a module and I'm like, oh, shit, no, because you always, you know, it always happens in a video game. You get to the end and you have to go back to the beginning again and get and they're like, no, you must go back to that first room and get me the key. And then you go back and get the key and you come back, right? And that's in almost every goddamn first-person game.
Yeah.
Well, she always remembered the way.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, no problem.
She's your unwound ball of string that you...
Yeah, she's
back
my memory. My memory's shit. My memory's horrible.
Yeah.
Okay, so she's awesome at memory. But then I was sitting there, and she was like... We were at the gas pumps the other day, and she said something like... it was like 1035 is what the gas came to, because we were at the gas station. Ding, ding, ding. She goes, oh, that was the door code to the first level of Deus Ex.
What?
And I said, pardon? And she goes, yeah. And I'm trying to think back, and I'm like... Are you trying to tell me you remember all the door codes you saw in the game? Yeah.
Wow.
Really? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to...
Retention for useless knowledge.
I'm going to hit her. That's bizarre. That's
That is.
That's like, remember, like, as a hacker skill. Dude.
That's amazing.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do it on the air. I'm going to see if she'll pull it off on the air.
Information just flows in and out of my brain. It's like, do I need it right now?
Yeah,
no.
I externalize
File
it. I give it to Smokehouse.
He keeps it in a 20-gigabyte file somewhere, right?
Yeah, he keeps track of, like, where I am and everything.
I'll do this so you can...
Oh, okay. Here we go. This is fucked up. Okay, everyone be quiet. Shh, shh, shh. Oh, man, she better answer the phone.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good. How you doing?
Good, good, good. Listen, I'm trying to remember something. Can you help me out?
I'll try.
You remember when we were playing Deus Ex the other day, and we were, like, running around, and at the end of the game, there was a bunch of generators. There was, like, 4 generators that we had to shut down, and they didn't give us the whole code. We had to figure out what that code was.
Yeah.
Well, do you remember what that code was?
It's 7423.
Okay, honey. Love you very much. Thanks, babe.
Okay.
I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Okay, that's bizarre.
Wow.
Okay, is that not fucked up? Like
that
that's
is,
that's fucked.
It's handy.
It's handy. But I'm a little bit creeped out by it.
Like, are you finished the game? Or are you still playing?
No, I'm
still
done. Playing. That's the codes to shut down the generators.
So
at the end
she
of the
doesn't
game.
Need.
That's
those.
Why I chose that one because everyone could listen to that because okay. She could speak spout in any number.
Right.
But people who play the game will be like,
they know.
Yeah,
right.
Those are the, that's the code. But she remembers like all the
and
codes.
And you're done the game. You don't need these codes anymore.
No, they're
she
gone.
Doesn't need to remember
this. I finished
this.
The game last
yeah.
fucking week. Like, she's retained these numbers for, like, a while.
Wow.
Yeah. Fucking bizarre, eh?
It's handy.
Yeah,
you're going, like,
weird.
Ripley's Believe It or Not.
That's fucking strange.
Memorize 100 items in a row.
But that's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay,
good.
Though, because
yeah.
I got some other shit on
she could
go.
Be in X-Men 3.
She could
it's
be.
Amazing memory woman.
Mutant woman. Memory chick, who you can't look at in hot clothing because Sean will kick your ass.
Look away.
Look away. Avert your eyes, woman. No. What I also was discovering is I've got on this bit of a kick there. I'm prone to do that. I get
yes.
on these kicks.
Yes.
But I've been seeking, like, a while there, I wanted to get myself a convertible really bad. And I yes. still would like a convertible. But the point is, I'm sitting back going, okay, well, if I get a convertible, because I want to use it to do the films, right? Because we haven't put out a new SKTFM in a while. And I'm working
people
on
it. People are jonesing. They want them.
People want them. I got a new concept. And the whole new concept is going to be working with the new org and everything like that. So I got to get all my groundwork laid first before we can move into that stuff, right? Because
yep.
we want to... Use all
keep it solid.
We want to use all of our tools at our disposal and push it in one direction so that we have a defined direction. Because right now, a lot of people are like, yeah, Sean, it's really entertaining. But the show's, like, I mean, the show is gradually starting to be about more stuff. We're giving a lot of news to the people. That's why the show's lasted so long. The show's been so strong because there's
right.
different
they keep
things.
Coming back. It's
they
not
keep
the
coming
same
back
thing
because there's information
great,
right? here and it's entertaining and I'm stupid yeah. and all the rest
it's
of it, right?
Edutainment.
It's edutainment. Edutainment.
Throw a buzzword out there.
Edutainment. I don't even want to have it. I don't want to be an because taint is a big part of
edutainer.
Edutainer. I'm an edutainer. I'm in the infotainment business. Fuck off. I fucking hate that. Dan Rather. Bobbing,
but you need to label yourself.
Bobbing
what
head.
Are
fucking
you?
Fucking smiley asshole. I'm Sean Kennedy. Name, Sean Kennedy. Occupation? Sean Kennedy. Yeah, baby. That's my job.
That's right.
Anyway, so I've been thinking about the vehicle, right? Because I got my van.
Yeah.
Which is cool, and I got a trailer hitch on, so I can tow just about anything I want, right? But van, it's just, I don't know.
You got the van hooked up pretty good.
Well, you need
you got some good stuff.
I do. I mean, I've got to kit it out. It's going to be getting more kitted out. I want to have that so that if I go down to Burning Man or whatever, I got the van, and we're good, and I got to overhaul the engine and shit.
Yeah.
But anyway. But I'm thinking that if I'm going to drive around, I want to have something fun that's cool and go from there. So when you think cool, fun vehicles, what do you think? The atypical media cool, fun vehicle. Because I think I've discovered the ultimate one, and this is the new one.
Well, it's
got
to be able to go anywhere.
That's us.
Right?
Well, that's one notion. There's 4x4s.
Yeah.
Another big cool vehicle is motorcycles. Can't argue that motorcycles are not
very
cool.
Very fast.
They're fast.
Get away
and,
from
and if they're Harley,
right?
they got that cool kind of... You know, what's that? What was that video game? What the fuck was that video game that Bruce Campbell did? You know the one I'm talking about, too. It's a Maximum Overdrive. What the fuck was that video game called? Bruce Campbell did the voice for it, and it was like an animated video game. It was a motorcycle one. I'm sure it's in the IRC right now. So
strictly
like, oh.
motorcycle?
Well, he was on a motorcycle, and he was like, you know, this first-person biker guy.
Was a motorcycle in the front cover?
I think so, yeah. It was like all totally canon cartoon, too. I think it's called, like... It was like Dungeons and Dragons style animation. Yeah, I think it's called like Maximum Overdrive or Overdrive or something
IRC.
Like that. Fuck, someone will know it. Anyway.
Yeah.
So, I'm thinking about, you know, well, if I was to get a bike like that, that'd be cool. You know, get some big stretch chopper. I could
They're
put
cheap.
A, yeah. The stretch ones, like if I got
well,
a Harley.
Not the top end stuff.
What's that? What's it called?
Full throttle.
That's
what I was thinking.
Like I said, man, don't fuck with the logs. The world's most powerful search engine. Anyway. So, fuck Google, man. They don't have the WOGs. That's what WOGs are. You know what we should use as our mascot? One of them fucking spiders from Matrix. Those ones that, like, cut into people's ships and kill all the humans. Those ones fucking rule. They rock. I want, like, 80 of those, like, hanging around my house.
They just need to be reprogrammed to go after strictly Scientologists' glazed-over eyes.
Yeah, or any fucking... Yeah. Yeah, that'd be cool. Anyway, never mind. I want a picture.
In the future.
I want a picture of one of those Matrix bug things killing fucking Ryan from that page.
There you go.
Or
add
Ryan,
that into it.
Yeah. Or Ryan killing one of those
or
bug
commanding
things.
Them.
Or commanding them.
Yeah.
Or something. I don't know. Something. I want one of those.
Throw some bugs in.
You want anything? Oh, okay. And he wants a picture of him and spiders, too.
He's really keen on that. He doesn't look too keen on that.
He hates spiders.
All right, so...
so I have them all over his face.
Yeah, big yeah. fucking...
On the ground.
Yeah, have
eating
him
alive.
Yeah. Screaming.
Perfect. Yeah, he loves it.
Where was I going with this?
Yeah, oh, right, the vehicle.
The vehicle. Right. So the problem is with motorcycles is that... Okay, first of all, although they're cool,
yep.
there's a few things you've got to know about cool. First of all, being tactical is cool. Yeah. Something that is cool is not tactical. It's not a two-way street. Hence, Gilhibbons knives. Yeah. Gilhibben makes knives. They're very pretty. They're cool looking.
they go on walls.
But they are right? not tactical.
Okay.
Okay. Then you have other companies like Ontario Knife Company or Becker Knife and Tool who make tactical knives that are cool.
Okay. You can like, have the best of both worlds sometimes.
Yeah, you can. But, I mean, they're cool looking because they're tactical.
Okay.
Like the Becker Knife and Tool Tac Tool is a knife that's a quarter inch thick, looks like a square piece of rebar steel. It's the ugliest fucking knife in the universe. Okay? But you can, like, chew your way through a fucking armored car door with the goddamn thing. It's awesome.
Given enough time.
Yeah. Or a Kukri from Himalayan Imports.
Nice.
Gorgeous fucking knives.
Yep.
But they're cool because they're function. It's function over form.
Yep.
Function.
And when you have enough function,
yeah,
they've got form.
So when it comes to the world of motorcycles, arguably the coolest motorcycle for looks is probably the Harleys or the sport bikes.
Yeah.
Not really that practical because you can't carry a lot of shit.
Not very much.
So bikes are out. Punt. So this brings us to the world of cars. Now, the car I wanted to get would have been like a Parisian, convertible Parisian, or an old 50s car.
Yeah. Something lots of trunk space.
With a trunk that sleeps six, yeah. and I got a back seat that just goes on forever, right? I can fold it down, make a bed.
Yeah.
Cool.
Very cool.
Right? Yeah, I could bungee shit to the outside of the trunk of the car. It'd be big.
Yeah.
Problem there is I can only go where roads go.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Okay. Then we come to the 4x4 world.
Yep.
Okay, which there's no denying that 4x4, now we're talking real 4x4s, not the all show, no go 4x4s, like the guys with the chrome hubs that are 3 inches off the ground with big wide tires on them, that they make me nuts.
Yep.
Anyway, so...
Can't crawl over a speed bump.
Yeah, now when you get into the 4x4 world, though, things go through the goddamn roof.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now, arguably, one of the coolest 4x4s is the Unimog.
Yeah.
Okay, but you can't...
That is mighty.
Yeah, they are not weak. Okay.
Yeah.
However, the Unimog is no good on the highway. It's not that great on the roads. It's really not. Like, it's cool and everything.
Okay.
You can carry a lot of...
In terms of mileage, or it's just not great handling?
It takes forever to gear up and gear down and stuff. But, I mean, that's a sacrifice you make for having, like, probably the ultimate fucking 4x4.
Yeah.
Okay? But they're expensive. Sweet thunder and fuck. Are they ever expensive?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. A burned out one from like 20 years ago. No shit.
Bombshell burned out.
There's a bunch that are in the province from Sweden. This guy's got a Unimog dealership. And they're going for fucking 10 grand a piece, and they're flying out the doors. And they're 20 years old.
And they're like trashed.
Well, they're not. They run and stuff.
Okay.
They're 20 fucking years old.
Yeah. They just don't lose value quickly.
No, they're fucking stupid, right? And then you see these guys driving with the Unimogs, and they're cool. But I can't, like, come on, man. We're sitting around listening to free internet radio. We can't afford that shit.
No, not happening.
So I was at a dilemma because I've got basically no fucking money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm like, damn, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? So I was sitting back, and I'm thinking, I'm going, fuck. That's what I do when I think. I go, fuck. And I swear again. And then I'm trying to figure out what would be the ultimate vehicle. Then it hits me. During Operation Desert Storm, now you know this is never going to bode well when I start talking about a military tactical operation, they started using a vehicle known as a Chenoweth.
Mm-hmm.
The Chenoweth, what is it?
Chenwick.
Anyway, it's some fucking name. Anyway, this guy's name, but it's called a fast attack vehicle. You know what that is?
No.
It's a dune buggy.
Attacks fast?
It's a dune buggy. It's a glorified fucking dune buggy.
Yeah.
And I went, So I started doing research on dune buggies.
Right.
And I'm like, dune buggies? Interesting. So I found out that there's actually dune buggies, or more correctly, sand buggies.
Okay.
And then you have what they call rail buggies, which I think, I'm not sure because I'm still kind of learning about this stuff, but I think they're like a trail buggy or a rail buggy. But you can get, like, a sand buggy is ones made primarily for sand.
Yeah.
But you get these ones that are made for off-road,
yep.
which is kind of what the fast attack vehicles were made for.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at these pictures of these fast attack vehicles, and they're fucking cool.
When I think dune buggies, I think, like, no storage. Like, you're in the middle, you're sitting there.
Ah!
And you just got this wire cage and there's nothing. You got the gas tank and that's it.
Certainly. Allow me to use the Wogs to demonstrate. Dear Wogs, I need a picture of a fast attack vehicle that has got the pilot cages on the side that are loaded with kit. Because believe you me, you could put more kit on one of these buggies than I can in my van.
What?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. I'm not even shitting you.
A cube van.
It is the... No, my little van.
Yeah.
Yeah. No problem.
Wow.
No problem. Because...
I'll have to see a picture.
This is all about function over form. They're so hideous. They're so ugly. It's beautiful. Oh,
okay.
God. And then I started doing more research, and I'm finding the sexiest shit out about what... I will now refer to them as rail buggies.
Yeah.
And I'm finding, like, some sexy shit out about these things. Top speed, over 100 miles an hour, on off-road capable, blah, blah, blah. Going over, like... I went for a ride once in one.
Yeah.
And it was like just like floating on air, man. It was fucking amazing. I'm going over like, you know, 10, 12 inch trenches of like tire ruts, and I can't even feel it.
Wow.
It's really cool. So I was like, whoa, fuck. So I'm like, well, what are these worth? In the buy and sell right now in this province,
You
can pick them up for less than $2,000.
That's pretty amazing.
You can't even get a fucking decent computer for sub two.
Nope.
And I'm like, let me get this straight. Hang on now. I can go by myself an off-road, high-speed, fast attack vehicle.
Street legal.
Which I can street very easily. Yep.
Yep.
You can street them, no problem.
Yeah, just put some lights on and stuff.
Yeah.
Some signal.
Well,
yeah.
I'm not putting a windshield on because I'll just wear my glasses, which I'll get to those in a minute.
Okay.
And a ProTec helmet, and you can fucking drive around in your combats and olive drab it up, and you can have this, because it's cool. I mean, it's fucking mad. You put the IR suppressant olive drab paint all over it, and you fucking kit this thing out, and, you know, chicks dig it. You know, they love that shit.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's the chicks who are listening right now who say they don't. They're lying.
You lie.
You're liars. You think it's hot. Anyway.
Don't deny it.
Don't deny it. It's fucking hot. You think it's sex. Anyway. I mean, there's nothing sexier than a guy with tactical goggles and a ProTec helmet on. I mean, come on. That's fucking horny. Anyway. Oh, there's one. Yeah, that's a model of one.
Okay. No, I understand.
It's a good diagram, though. And I guess they do make a model of them because... There are a lot. There's another one.
Okay.
Okay, and that's kind of what they look like. All right.
Yeah.
Now the thing is though those ones have that one has like a front end, like a little bit of that's a Unimog.
Okay.
So people know what they're going for and shit. But I'm looking at these and I'm going, damn, you know, shit.
Cool.
Whoa.
Cool. Wow.
The post-apocalyptic dune buggy.
By Chris Sigma Smart.
Is that an actual picture?
Well, that's pretty amazing.
No, that's a model,
I think, but oh, he's got the scoop on the front.
But that's actually perfect. Just like, nice fucking find.
Yeah.
Whoever found that, post-apocalyptic dune buggy, email me that. I want that as on my desktop.
Yeah.
But that's exactly what I'm talking about. That right there. Good fucking find.
Nice.
Good find. Whoever found that is the shit. That's totally what I'm talking about as the ultimate WOG vehicle. Mm-hmm. Less than $4,000.
Yep.
Pick one up. You can fully modify it. You can deck it out. You can weld onto it. Parts are easy to get because you can just kill Scientologists, take their cars, cut them up, and fucking add them to your dune buggy.
That's right.
It's fucking rad. So I'm like, dope. So that's my new target vehicle.
Right.
I mean, because even if I wanted to get like a nice, even a shit kicked older convertible, I'm looking at least $5,000 Canadian. At least five grand Canadian.
Decent.
And there's no way I could ever bank enough cash to do that. But a dune buggy.
You can start up slow.
Oh,
you can buy the frame and then keep adding,
right? No, you can buy, because people sell the whole one.
Right.
I'm not going to build no fucking dune buggy. I don't got the mechanical aptitude for it, but I can correct one and I can learn piece by piece.
Right.
So I can just pick one up and fucking do it. I've been looking in the buy and sell, and it's rad. They're so cool.
Nice.
And that will be the WOG vehicle. That'll be what we can drive around in. We can do all of our filming in, and we can keep moving in that way. We can go in towards, going to Burning Man, go down, visit a Panther P. I'm sure he's probably sitting, if he's listening to this right now, he's probably
he's
going,
all
oh,
over it.
Oh, yeah. Fuck, Sean, have I got some shit for you. Is he in the house? Is he in the house?
Yeah, he is.
Okay, well, I promise you, a Panther P is probably just fucking cracking his knuckles right now, saying, yes, Sean, come to the off-road culture. Incidentally, I wanted to get you to see if you could set up an interview with some guys.
Okay.
When I was going on my bug hunt. Yeah, you like that? Bug hunt. When I was doing my bug hunt.
Bug
hunt. You go on a bug hunt. That's the name for the WOG Holy Pilgrimage to get yourself a buggy.
Oh, okay.
When you go on a bug hunt, on my bug hunt, of course, I'm amassing data, right? So I'm looking around. I wanted a website called, I think it's called offroad.com, I think is what it's called.
Okay.
I have to see if I can find it, 4x4offroad.com or something like that.
Yep.
And I want you to see if you can get an interview with the guy who's the webmaster there. Because I went in there and there was the... I was looking around. I'm like, wow, look at all this advertising. Because they advertise a lot of Ford stuff.
Yep.
And then there was a little link at the bottom that said, Eco-Terrorism Watch.
Okay.
And I was like, what
yeah.
the fuck? Bang. So I click on it. And I'm in there and it's just like, yeah, here's all the eco-terrorist attacks and all this kind of shit. And I'm like, what are you talking about, eco-terrorist attacks? And they list like these Earth First groups and all these guys.
Right.
Like buildings they burned down. Shit like this. Like... Right. Not like spray paint jobbies. I mean like terrorist attacks.
The hardcore stuff. Yeah.
And then he starts listing the hate mail that he gets on his site. He's got a hate mail page and then people who are like against the hate mail.
Right.
Now, the hate mail that's there is not like, you know, well, you know, you guys, you know, blah, blah, blah.
You've got some inaccurate information there a bit.
Yeah, you know, I think that your slagging of Firestone tires is way out of control. No, like, it's not like that. It's like, you fucking 4x4 scum, we're going to come to your house and kill you.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, holy shit. And these guys are not like, you redneck fucking piece of shit, we're going to fucking find your vehicle and cut it up and shit like this. And I'm just like, whoa, that's a bit extreme. Like, and
doesn't it just kind of confirm what he's put up on the page then if people are just threatening him?
Well, he's sitting there going up because these guys, like, a lot of these dune buggy guys are pretty, like, okay, yeah, they might be a little redneck in the sense that they're like, yeah, they drink beer and they listen to a lot of music and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they're not the great evil of the world.
They're just building cars.
They're just, you know, fucking around the bush. And they don't do that much damage. Now, there's going to be a lot of people who are like, fuck you, Sean, they damage your... Okay, yeah, they make a trail, dude. Okay? And they probably have a greater appreciation. I would sooner have people do 4x4 than not do it, because at least the people who 4x4, they drive their loud, obnoxious 4x4 to the top of the mountain, look around and go, God damn, the wilderness is pretty beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And then they drive back down and go, fuck, you know? Shit, man, we should probably do something to hang on to that. You know, and yeah, there's going to be bad apples in every bunch who want to, like, hunt and kill everything they see. But most of these guys are just about getting out of the bush and having a good time.
Yeah.
You know? And I was just like, wow, okay, now, I could see if they were, like, you know, the animal kill squad who thinks it's fun to, you know, chain fucking raccoons to the front of their vehicles and then do bumper cars or something. You know, I could see that being all like, fuck you, you redneck piece of shit. But just because you drive a 4x4, that's not on.
Yeah.
You know? And I was like, wow, dude, like, I'd like to get...
And did you see anything on his webpage that would...
Trigger that? No, I went looking after that. Funny you say that. I was like, okay, why is this guy getting shit kicked?
So they're just grouping him in with a stereotype and
imposing
it on him.
You know, nobody really has a problem with rednecks. What they have a problem with is racists.
Yes.
Okay, that's the problem. Is people think redneck and racists are like synonymous, right? And that's not the case.
Mm-hmm.
Just because a guy, you know, likes the cowboy culture and shit like that. I mean, give us a break. None of us are samurais, okay, but we all think katanas are cool.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? None of us are really ninjas, but we all, you know, fuck. I mean, I've got my camouflage gear. I'm going to get a post-apocalyptic vehicle and shit. I'm all thinking it's cool. Come on.
Yeah.
I mean, Star Trek, Golf, Star Wars, say what you want. It's there.
Yeah.
These guys are just out having a good fucking time. That's a really cool picture, shit. I really... I'm going to change that to the desktop over here. That's fucking hot.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you know. And, yeah, so it really pissed me off. I want to see if we can set up an interview with this guy, because I'd really like to talk to him about it, just to...
Get me the name and...
Yeah, it's fucking... It's
neat. I'll hook it up.
But, yeah, so that was the big thing. So that's the direction I'm going now. If anyone's got any information about dune buggies, not just links to dune buggies for sale, because I don't got any cash right now, I got to bank it up, all right? But if you got information on, like, what's a good buggy, I mean, a Panther, if you know lots of sites where I can find out, you know, the kind of buggy I'm after, I'm looking for something that I can, you know, take across the Meridian or across town. You know what I mean? Like, we're talking for the total WOG vehicle on the go. And I think it's a good choice, because you can get fucking some sweet shit for them, man. They're really, really cool.
Oh, yeah.
Moving right along into the feedback of the show. Got some feedback here. Although, do I actually have who this feedback is from? This is from Slinger. It's a bit of a long read, but there we go. Oh, no. Wait, no. This is from Alien Binary.
Alien Binary.
I lied. Although Sean's being more clandestine about his activities, a sign of a good warrior, I think it's both of you deserve credit for giving hope to a lot of people, myself in particular. I thought it might be a good morale boost for both of you to give you just a taste how far the virus has been spread by me. I remember someone mentioned of iTunes, Apple's audio software suite has Rant Radio as a preset. This reminds me of something. Whatever your feelings are about Macintosh, I'd go toe-to-toe with you on your merits of BSD system and risk processor maintained by a coder like myself. My iBook is a fucking temple to server. Anyway, okay, so enough of that fucking Mac versus PC shit. Anyway, I've become pretty well acquainted with the employees at the Apple stores. That's really disturbing that his iBook is considered a temple to server. Anyway, and Rant Radio has become a part of the atmosphere. This is to say that they are played... this isn't to say that they are selling computers by using SimStation. It's that when I played the music for them, the talent and use of all ranges of audio amazed them. Subsequently, I agreed that not only was the music amazing, but it's ideal for displaying the sound systems they carry. I even wrote extra code into the startup scripts they use to open the store every morning, and no one minded. The extra code logs onto Rant Radio, mirrors and sets iTunes to the right levels for ideal electronica industrial goodness. And incidentally, it was actually an Apple computer employee who was on our side who gave me... On our side. On the side of all logs. The underside.
What about that?
The other side servers.
The other side servers.
Who gave me my first help with hacking the iPod. That store alone, I'd estimate about 10 people were introduced to Rant Radio, some of which I vowed to listen to the SKTFM show every Monday. And how many of you are listening right now? Welcome! Also, once on the many times I visited Rhode Island, where my girlfriend lives, I brought my laptop and a stack of burnable CDs. Most of her friends and mine there work retail jobs and have to deal with bullshit all day. The retail rant was the icebreaker. I had four immediate SK addicts the rest of the week, so I was getting requests for copies of SKTFM, Tales from the Afternoon, Rants, etc. I have no idea how many CDs I distributed. There's more. Working at an FM station that plays all varieties of music, I have managed to get Porn on Beta, KMFDM, Icon of Coil, SPF 1000, etc. into the rotation. Look at you, James, on the fucking radio.
Thank you very much.
Also, about half of the station staff have heard most of an SKTFM show from my iBook in the office. No one can stop Rant Radio. And finally, the really gooey stuff, bandwidth.
Oh.
And I don't know if I should read that out on the air.
Just skip it over then.
So we'll skip over that, and that's from Alien Binary.
We'll just say thank you very, very much.
So there you go. You want to check out that thing with Alien Binary there, so make sure you read that, because it's related to bandwidth. Alien Binary, you sexy bitch. Now, I got this this email here, and it was kind of an interesting configuration, so I'm going to read it out to you. News from the Wastelands, sometime in the 22nd century. Actual time is classified. It was announced by archaeologists today that the root cause of the Asian War and the resulting aftermath has been discovered. It seems that back in the early 21st century, a writer who also fancied himself an internet DJ had written a short story, had written a story about the present. He presented his story as a work of fiction and to his audience. However, in that audience was what was called an attorney who represented music companies. He heard an idea which was presented in the story and seemed to have taken it as a good idea. The music industry was losing control of copyrighted works to file sharing over the internet. This was deemed a major problem which required a dramatic solution. In his story, the writer presented the idea of a listener's license. They would charge people for a listener's license to listen to any music. People would still have to pay to listen to the music even if they obtained it for free. None of the hardware devices could play the music unless the encoded listener's license serial number was input into the player, and the player was also encoded with a retinal scan device, which could only be activated by the owner of the device. The recording companies and all their lawyers... Sorry, pardon me. The recording companies and all their lawyers all got their money, which is all they really cared about. They didn't really care if the artists who made the music were paid, as long as the corporations were paid. Most of the players were manufactured in Asia at the time. However, people no longer wanted to buy players which had this feature. This caused trade deficits and eventually to lead to the Asian War. The rest, as they say, is history. The irony is that this idea was just a simple storyline from a young Canadian writer that went terribly awry. Hey, check it out. I'm young. Woo-hoo! And his story was based on the idea of trying to prevent such a future from his point of view. But in fact, his story was the root cause. It appears that the songwriter had no idea the devastation his simple story would have on the world. Scientists are now working on a retro internet worm, and it is hoped they will be able to travel back in the past through the internet and stop the mad rantings of the writer known as Sean Kennedy, the first, to disable the networking skills of his accomplices known as Sumerian. Failing in this would result in the necessity of killing all lawyers, which has been considered better, a more logical solution if it had only made retroactive. We never know if this scheme works, as if it does, our present may be vastly different. May server protect us all. Slinger.
Very
so
funny
So that's
stuff.
From Slinger. I don't know, I've never heard from Slinger before, but I thought that was fucking cool.
Yeah, very good stuff.
Super other fucking scary news. Happy sky clearance and general news. Yes, that's right. In Brazil, the Brazilian Space Agency said on Thursday an Italian satellite was deactivated last year and may crash into the Amazon jungle in the coming days. Okay, that's just great. That's totally
nobody lives there. There's nothing important there.
Yeah, like the agency said, Brazilian authorities had been contacted by the Italian space agency. We were estimated by satellite, the Beppo Sax, was likely to re-enter orbit May 1st, but could crash into Earth any time between next Tuesday and May 4th. The Brazilian Space Agency said the statement was about too soon to conclude exactly where the satellite would land, but Brazilian and Italian authorities formed a group to monitor the trajectory over the coming days. It could also crash into the Earth in any of Brazil's Amazon neighbors, such as Venezuela, Colombia, or Peru.
That's great. Yeah, they don't know when it's going to land or where it's going to land.
Yeah, we got this great big fucking bomb that's going to fall out of the sky. I don't really know where the fuck it's going to land, but there we go. And satellite bingo, pretty much. We smack, yay! So it's like, you know,
place your bets. Yeah.
you know there's going to be a bunch of those fucking Amazon lip big guys who are going to be all Beppo,
What's the odds on a trailer park? Can I get the odds on
that? Oh fuck! If I could name where I want that satellite to come in, where would we say?
Southern U.S. trailer park.
You think so? You think it's going to be way off course, Southern U.S. trailer park?
I don't know.
I could go safe. I'll say ocean. Because it's actually...
Good bet.
It's really hard to hit land. It really is.
There's not much land.
No, there's not a lot. There's like two-thirds of the planet's fucking water.
Yep.
So I'm going to say ocean to be safe. But if I had a choice...
Yeah.
If I could smack that bitch down somewhere... Where would I put it? I think it would be pretty funny to have it thundering in Iraq. Just because I'd like to see all the conspiracy theory that came out of that. That'd be dope.
That'd be funny.
Yeah, would
that'd
be funny.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'd be into that. I think that'd be cool. I think I
don't want to kill anyone. Just land there.
What's that?
Just don't want to kill anyone.
Well,
only the bad people.
Only bad people. Well, I wouldn't mind it landing. No, I know where I'd like to have that motherfucker come down. Yemen.
Yeah.
On a nice little terrorist base in Yemen. There's not a lot of good shit going on in Yemen. Yemen is a whole country, and Morocco and all those countries, they piss me off. They really do. And these little crazy Islamic fucking terrorist bug eaters they got down there, they fucking freak me out, man. I'm just like, whatever, fuck you. Here, have a big satellite up your ass. Oh, no, I'll have it land in the Scientology Gold Star Base. That'd be dope.
Gold Star Base?
Yeah, the Scientology base is called Gold Star Base.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're these heavily fucking armed bases. They're like set in concrete and shit, yeah.
Are they in the U.S. or like abroad?
No, they're all over the world, but there's one. Yeah. That's one that Keith Henson protested outside of one, and he got fucking all slagged for it.
Ooh.
And they also have a big ocean liner. The Scientology own an ocean liner.
That's right. What's that called?
That organization is called the Sea Org.
Sea Org.
It'd be pretty dope to have a satellite crash into an ocean liner.
That'd be good.
Fucking fat, because there'd be no survivors then. Wham! Oh, have a 30-foot fucking hole I could drive my fucking dune buggy of doom through. The doom buggy. Anyway, yeah, so fuck you. Anyway, moving right along. Paris and Berlin prepare an alliance to rival NATO. Well, you know, I'm worried about Germany. Yeah, wow. You know, so Berlin and Paris are going to sign up. Well, Germany's got some good soldiers. I mean, Paris got to ally with somebody. Europe's self-inflicting wounds over Iraq will be on display tomorrow when the leaders of France and Germany, dubbed the Axis of Weasels in America, try to start to lay groundwork for European Union military alliance, the European EUMA, that would compete with NATO. A meeting in Brussels with the Prime Minister of Belgium and Luxembourg, President Chirac and Gerhard Schroeder, the German Chancellor, wants to clear the way for a coming European defense system that would start with a core of volunteer states. I believe that's called a Bund meeting. Anyway, so, and just to piss James off, a website wants Michael Moore's Oscar revoked.
I bet they do.
They do. Fox News, here's the link.
He's unpatriotic. Take away his Oscar.
Well, that and he didn't make a documentary. Filmmaker Michael Moore, lost his cool during the season. Lost his cool. No, he lost, he kept his cool. I mean, the guy, I don't give a fuck about his anti-war sentiment. That doesn't bug me. I mean, sure, shit, dude, be anti-war. I don't give a fuck. That's fine, but don't lie to people. Michael Moore lost his cool during this year's Academy Awards ceremony. Now he might lose the statuette he won for Best Documentary. A big fucking deal. There's a movement to revoke the controversial director's Oscar. The website, revoketheoscar.com, claims that Moore's Oscar-winning anti-gun documentary, Bowling for Columbine, is riddled with inaccuracies, misleading statements, and unethical edits. Okay. Unethical edits.
Okay. I love that.
Inaccuracies, I agree with.
Edits.
Misleading statements, I'd agree with that. But an unethical edit? Okay, dude, you're kind of, you know, like, you don't need to say this.
You shouldn't have edited there.
You know, fuck off. And the site called for the film to be disqualified as a documentary. You want to talk about unethical editing? Watch the news.
Yeah.
Bowling for Columbine violated the Academy's own rules. True, the site states. The limit the documentary These limit documentary competitions to nonfiction films. Bowling isn't nonfiction. Whenever it wasn't necessary to esteem more invented facts, fabricated events, staged scenes, or doctored the depiction of what actually happened. Okay, now, any fucking entertainer in the world fabricates some shit. But
the truth is boring.
Well, yeah, but I mean, there's a point. That's why documentaries, as a rule, are boring. But
true,
you have to kind of, you know, if you're gonna make a point in a statement, you don't fucking invent shit. And I've seen the arguments for and against this, and I gotta say that yeah, Michael Moore was a little misleading there, and I think it was more than just, you know, the shit I do. Which, because, you know, I'm angled too. Everybody, no one's not biased. You know what I mean? It's just a myth to think you couldn't be biased. But, you know, anyway, for your approval, you can all argue about it yourselves. Madonna's MP3s are posted on her hacked site. I thought this was some fucking prime shit.
This was so funny.
Days after Madonna took a sharp swipe at music file shares. Gee, that's fucking smart, bitch. What do you think you're doing? Hey, fuck you. I'll kick your ass. I'm Madonna. No, I don't think so.
No.
The singer's website was hacked Saturday, 4/19, by an electronic interloper. who posted MP3 files of every song from American Life, the new controversial performer's new album, which will be officially released Tuesday. The site, Madonna.com, was taken offline shortly after its attack was detected early on Saturday morning and remained shut for nearly 15 hours. Below, you'll find a screen grab of the hacked Madonna site on the front page, which was announced, "This is what the fuck I think I'm doing." That is an apparent response to Madonna's move last week in peer-to-peer networks like Kazaa, with files appeared to be cuts from her new album. In fact, the recorded songs were digital decoys, with frustrated downloaders discovering only a loop tape of the singer asking, "What the fuck do you think you're doing?" Liz Rosenberg, Madonna's spokesman, told the TSG that the defacement was a hack, not some type of... stunt or marketing. Oh, sure, bitch, it was marketing. That was marketing. According to the replacement page, the Madonna.com's defacement was supposedly brought to you by the editors of Frack, an online hacker magazine, whose website notes that it does not advocate or condone or participate in any sort of illicit behavior. But we'll sit back and watch. In an email exchange, a Frack representative told TSG, "We have no link with this guy in any way. We don't even know his identity." The hacked page was also contained a derogatory reference to Digital Millennium Copyright Act, or DMCA, the federal law aimed at cracking down on digital online piracy. Why is Hitler in the background?
Oh, well, he's a pretty well-known guy.
Well, I'm just wondering why he's in the background on my show.
I don't know.
It's a little disturbing.
It's probably some part of some song.
It's kind of erotic, though. In addition, the defacement page included was an impromptu marriage proposal to Morgan Webb, a comedy 24-year-old woman who appears on The Screensavers, a daily technological show airing on the Network Tech TV. That's so fucking horny. That's so rad. Like, that's huge nuts, man. Like, I don't know. I just think that's amazing. I love that shit when hackers do stuff like that. It's just the best.
Throw in some humor.
Did they hurt anybody? No. Fuck off.
But Madonna lost money.
Fuck off. Like, if you're Madonna, give me a god. Yeah, she's fucking hurting, eh?
Oh, yeah. I saw her on the street begging the other day.
Yeah, whatever, bitch. Go suck off another director. Halftime music. Now, Copper Top sent me a very cool thing. He sent me a rant, which he made of me, which is neat. Hey, guys, I got inspired by the SKTFM show 66. While I was listening, I suddenly sat up and said, "Holy shit, this was a rant." I fixed up the mix tools, and here you go. Just for reference, the background music is I Don't Need Your Drugs by the Armageddon Project. Thanks to Rumbling Sky for the link. Here's a link to the music. You can check it out, and we're going to play the rant I did, which he mixed, in the next little bit in here in the halftime music. We also, do we have the Slipknot 515?
It is currently downloading.
You haven't downloaded it?
I just redid all my computers.
It's a one...
And I just installed Kazaa.
Oh, okay, but anyway, also in the halftime music, we're going to have Slipknot 515, where if you listen carefully, they say WOG a lot, so it's really cool. So Slipknot's cool. That's
and
like,
I got some sense, you know when we played that Japanese music?
Oh, yeah, the Japanese rapper Japanese, hardcore shit.
Yeah, somebody sent some more stuff in the same vein, so I'm going to play some of that stuff.
Cool.
Because that's always fun.
All right, so we'll play that next. Stick around, we got lots more news coming up and more good stuff. With a shovel.
The future is coming. Time is going to pass. Do not be afraid of the future. Fear is the mind killer. This shit is going bad and it's only going to get worse. Laws only work if you adhere to them. Laws only work if they're enforceable. They're very, very difficult to enforce these laws. The internet is a method for us to communicate and meet in a way that has never been seen in history. Never in history have we ever had a tool as powerful as the internet. Lots of ways to raise awareness. But the time is coming very soon when we're going to take action. That's some dangerous revolution. Time is coming close when we are going to take action. It is, and it is at hand, because you know what? If not you, who? And if not now, when? There comes a point when I didn't protest when they came for him because he was an ex-mod chip modifier and I wasn't. I didn't worry when they came for Rant Radio because I wasn't running a pirate radio broadcast, but eventually when they came for me, there was no one left. There's going to come a point when we are going to fight. We have to take a page from Gandhi. We're not going to fight using guns. But the only thing we can fight with is ourselves. And before you go screaming off into the night, waving signs around, work on your own. own armory. Read. Get some information and read. You gotta arm yourself. You got to get stronger. Reading is vital. It is the most powerful tool we have. There are people all over the world who do not have access to the knowledge that we have, and we're too fucking lazy to go and get it. Just read. Read anything. If you can't read nonfiction, read fiction. Read good fiction. Read whatever you can. Because even nonfiction teaches you something. It gets you used to reading. Work on the easy stuff. Build your way up. Your brain is a muscle that will atrophy without use. If you want to do something right now, if you want to help me, read. If you talk to any of the hardcore martial artists or any of the Shaolin, and what do they say? Breathe. Work on your breathing. Meditate and breathe. That's a huge part of any of those kind of fighting disciplines. So we have our own discipline. Instead of breathing, well, which is important, you want them to keep breathing. But make sure that you read. You've got to read.
Thank you.
guess, you know, it's good. You know, it's really good. So if you listen really carefully there, actually are saying wog there, which is
oh, for sure.
Which is good. I actually wasn't taking a massive dump in during the halftime music. Thanks very much.
Surprisingly not.
Thanks very much there, fucktard. But I wasn't actually taking a massive dump. I was just reading the IRC, because that's what I do during halftime quite a lot of the time. Anyway, so moving right along with the actual Illuminati news. Let's get into it. Yes. Now, people were saying that they were talking about burn booths. This isn't actually about burn booths, but this is waste gas. As in the Tales of Aftermath, I talk about waste gas. This is exactly waste gas. Like, exactly. Here's two ways.
Exactly.
Blood for oil, much quoted, maligned, and abused. This catchphrase now has scientific credibility. A new technology possessed, developed in the United States, already in commercial use, is converting blood and other animal waste byproducts into oil.
Hmm.
ConAgra's giant turkey processing plant in Philadelphia is using this to make an oil at a cost of $15 per barrel.
That's a lot cheaper, I think.
Here's a quote from another site about the same thing. If a 175-pound man fell into the machine at one end, he would come out at the other end as 38 pounds of oil,
wow,
7 pounds of gas, 7 pounds of minerals, as 123 pounds of sterilized water.
That's a quote from
that's
the news story.
From the news story.
Oh, my God.
I'm like...
That's a pretty good conversion.
That's getting trailered, and I'm tugging that behind the wog buggy. And we're going to find fucking any of the food. You know what I mean by food?
Because you can never run out of people.
Well, that's true. You know, what the fuck is your background on that computer? What the fuck is that? Oh, that's that chick that you're all crazy for.
Eva Major.
She looks a lot like a gray there, man. I'm sorry. If I woke up and I saw that staring down at me...
You'd be scared?
Oh, man, I'd be like... Darkness Falls, man. I saw that fucking movie, too, eh? Darkness Falls? What a piece of shit that was. I got two words for you, man. Trip Flair, okay?
What was that one about?
I'm a monster, and I'm afraid of the light! Okay, it's all about the LED flashlights that have 20 hours burn time.
Yeah.
Okay, it's all about magnesium fucking paraflares.
Yeah.
And I just can't be afraid of a fucking monster.
That's afraid of light.
That I can fend off with a glow stick. You know what I'm saying? I just
tonight,
can't. I got a fat deal, though, before I get into the rest of the story here.
Yeah.
The other stories. That waste gas thing is terrifying.
That's awful.
That's fucking horrible, but, you know. No one can hear you. You don't have a microphone. But it's kind of cool, but in a dark, super dark kind of way. Like
super dark.
I'm like, wow, man, that's like people dying so I can run my car. That's fucked
up. It's amazing conversion.
It's amazing technology, but wow,
they get out of a human.
That's a statement from our fucking time. Anyway, myself and Peacekeeper here, we went down, and I was we made a run locally to a place we call the Samurai Strip Mall. See, there's Dave's Army Surplus, which is our little fixer headquarters.
Right.
And then there's the Samurai Strip Mall, which is a strip mall that has like a paintball store, a law enforcement supply store, a gun store, and like, you know, fucking.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, we call it the
all in one stop, right?
Yeah, we call it the Samurai Strip Mall.
When you say gun store, that's where you're headed.
Yeah, we're gonna make what we call a fixer run. There's a big X on your screen. Is that cool or is that not cool?
That's fine.
Okay.
It's
anyway,
not great, but it's not awful.
Okay, well, as long as we're still broadcasting,
yes.
Who gives a fuck? Anyway, so we're down there and we're inside this shop, which is gonna be renamed nameless.
Okay.
And yeah, we're at this fucking police supply store, and we walk in there, and the chick behind the counter at the police supply store is not who you would expect to see behind the counter at a fucking cop supply store. She sounds like she's dressed kind of skanky.
Yeah.
You know, and she's got like this red, super short, like afro red hair going on with this long braid and like, you know, all these earrings and shit. She looks kind of fucked up, you know, and she's flirting with us, right? She's flirting with the both of us, so we flirt back, you know, whatever, right. Sound fun.
Yeah.
And we're talking about blah, 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 blah. Anyway, so but this chick, you know, her mom works there, and so she got a job there, and whatever, right? I don't really care. You know,
I'd be scared to see her mom.
Well, no, it's not so bad. Like, yeah. I wouldn't make a judgment on people like that.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't make a judgment on how she looked, but the minute she opened her mouth, I realized she was a fucking idiot. So, you know, she smokes way too much grass. Fuck off. You know what I mean? It's a medication, not a solution. Anyway, so, I'm like, all right, fine, whatever.
So she's in there. And in the case, I'm looking, I'm like, oh, wow, here's some fucking cool mirror shades. Now, if anyone doesn't know, I have a huge mirror shade fetish. And a lot of people have talked about tales about the SKTFM show where I'm like, fuck, Sean, what are you, sponsored by a sunglass store? You're always wearing, like, different sunglasses.
Every week.
Every fucking episode. All the time. Different fucking shades. And then seeing you wearing those goddamn Oakley Romeos that you were all pissed off about because they're $400 sunglasses and all that. Well, I didn't buy them. They were given to me. So I'll wear them because I like them. I'm not going to pay that kind of money for them, but I like them.
Right.
So I'm in there, and there's this really cool set of sunglasses. And they'll post a link for it. It's called a Wiley X SG-1.
Okay.
Okay. And it has the crimson lenses in it. One of them had crimson lenses, and there was another one in there that had the smoke lenses.
Yeah.
So we're looking in there and shit like that. And, you know, I'm looking around at the prices on these glasses, and they're like $100, $105. But they're still, you know... Now, peacekeepers tell me, yeah, and these are the high-speed fucking ballistic shooting goggles they're giving to Navy SEALs and Spec Ops teams and stuff.
These deflect bullets.
Well, they
help.
They can take shrapnel and shit. Okay. They've got an ANSI rating and stuff, so they actually qualify as safety goggles.
They'll help. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't get shot in the face with a 12-gauge.
Do it, man. They're bulletproof.
But they won't shatter and fucking go into your eye.
Yeah.
Right? So.
That's good.
Yeah, it beats not having any protection, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, cool, right on. So I say, how much are these? Just out of curiosity, you know. And then she's looking, she can't find a price. So I go outside to check on, you know, what it's like in the sunlight because I'm wearing the glasses. I come back inside, and a peacekeeper looks at me and says, they're $39.
Uh-huh.
And I say, sold!
And
I
quickly!
And I run up to the counter and I give her $50. She gives me my change.
Cash!
I give her my cash and I'm like, I'm going to get out of this fucking store like a scalded dog. I'm like, whatever, bitch. I'm leaving. Fuck you. I don't care if you get fired. Eat my shit. Right? Like, this is about kit. This is about the good gear. If you were fucking entirely confident what you were doing, you wouldn't do that. So I don't feel guilty about this at all. Fuck her. So... You know, peacekeeper sitting there.
Yeah.
And he's humming and hawing, because he's got a set of high, he's a bigger kit wraith than I am.
Yeah.
You know? So, or Geardo.
He's right into it, too.
Well, he's a Geardo. He's a total Geardo, right? He's right into all the kit.
Geardo.
So, he's looking at, he's got a set of high-speed bowling glasses, like all the ERT teams and shit have, right?
Yeah.
But that's like last year's ERT model. So... He's looking
that's
at these.
That's so last year.
That's so fucking. Oh my god. That's just so. That's just so Beirut. You know. I mean, come on. We've got new gear, new time. It's a new war.
It's a new war.
You know, coming up. Desert Ops. Yay. Lots of tan. Work with me here. So. And I'm like really in fashion. I've got today. You can't see me. But I'm wearing an Angry Shirts TV Never Lies T-shirt.
For those of you. Watching on TV.
I've got the Burning Man ensemble here. I've got the Angry Shirts shirt. I've got my chocolate chip pattern camo shorts, which I wore in the Burning Man video, and my chocolate chip camo pattern hat. Incidentally, if you ever want to wonder how to get away with wearing camouflage pants in a regular environment, you just get a boonie hat with the same pattern, and you match. And suddenly you're
because
accepted. It's
if
bizarre.
You didn't wear that hat... It
would look
it's
fucked
sketchy,
up, but,
right?
But when I wear the hat, it's amazing.
Done.
Yeah,
yep.
You look,
it works.
It works awesome. So if you wanna go and wear camouflage pants, just get a matching hat and you're fucking styly. It's a total hint.
Fashion tips.
Oh,
from Sean Kennedy.
It's awesome. Yeah, and like if you want to get away with wearing shin guards, like the full ankle to knee shin guards, you know, for like entry teams and stuff, just wear a ProTec helmet. And it matches. You're good. You can wear that shit. It's
no
okay.
No one will notice.
No one will fucking notice. Be like, hey, I can't help but notice you got your helmet on there, but got those ProTec shins. And if they start making fun of you, you headbutt them.
That's right. You're protected.
Yeah, no, and you're fine. And besides, I mean, what the fuck is a judge going to say? Well, you just walked up to a guy dressed like a SWAT team member, started making fun of him. What are you, stupid? I mean, give me
don't
a break.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. You'll fucking get hurt. Anyway. So, the peacemaker there. Peacemaker.
I will make peace with you.
Yes, I make pistols. Anyway, so he goes and he's pistol. Like, humming and hawing. Yeah. I don't know if I want to get these. I'm like, dude, you should probably pick these up.
You could sell them at least.
And he's like, I don't know. What am I going to do with them? I got these bowlays. Yeah. And I'm like, the typical phrase, man. If you needed it and you didn't have it, that would suck. Buy them.
Uh-huh.
So he's like, oh, okay. So he buys them.
Yeah.
And we fuck off out of there. Yeah. And if you check the price on the web... We worked it out after exchange and taxes and everything. It would have been $200.
That's good savings.
For this set of glasses. So me and him were like giggling. We're like, yee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee. And they're prescription ready, which is tight.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so I'm going to be getting prescription lenses put in mine.
Good stuff.
With the crimson, yeah, so I can. And after I get them put in, fuck off. I'm not wearing anything else. They're super rad.
Day, night.
They're probably
driving
the coolest
at the theater.
Fucking. They're the coolest mirror shades I've ever seen.
Yeah.
So if anyone's interested in getting themselves a set of fat mirror shades that are tactical and totally awesome,
go down to that store.
Yeah,
yeah, it's got a little cushion around the eyepiece.
They got a cushion around the eyepiece. They got the arms
pop
off.
Watertight.
The arms pop off, and you can put on a strap to put around the back of your head. So I'll be wearing them inside my post-apocalyptic.
So I guess it'll be water resistant with that around it.
Well, I wouldn't go underwater with it. But
No. But I mean, if it's raining,
I was down at the beach doing fucking. Keeps the blood out of your eye. Yeah, I was down at the beach doing marine operations with my dog, and he was out there in the surf fucking it up, but that was cool. Yeah, Ranger is fucking, he's getting huge. The dog doesn't get tired, he just gets bigger. Anyway, so that's my Wile E. X story. So, moving on from to Halle Burton, the company, not the actress, from Le Chac. Hey again, Sean. A bit more material for you in the Illuminati Watch. Hopefully you haven't covered this one yet. A few days ago, I came across an article about a company called Halle Burton. Dick Cheney happened to be the CEO of Halle Burton between 1995 and 2000, during which time the company doubled their governmental contracts, bringing the total revenue of such contracts to $2.3 billion. MoveOn.org has an article in regards to this and more Cheney facts. So if you just want to know what that's all about, here's a link to that. But there's more. Oh, so much more. Halle Burton is an energy company and is involved with everything from drilling to refining to distribution operations. As such, they have dealings with oil-producing countries in the Middle East. Except Iraq, of course. Wait, maybe. Bang, there's a link for that one. Now, at Halle Burton's subsidiary, Kellogg, Brown and Root, KBR, won a Department of Defense contract to refurbish oil fields and equipment in Iraq. Isn't that neat? At this time, we find that Cheney's still raking in the revenue from remaining financial ties at Halle Burton. So great, he just kind of hands off these contracts and he fucking gets the cash. A collection of articles can be found here at another link we've just provided. So isn't that interesting how, all this business is for oil? But that's understandable. It's a big oil company. You have to get ties to a lot of things in order to get worldwide oil production, right? All this no war for oil left-wing bullshit is getting old pretty quick. Well, it turns out Halle Burton has a few other issues as well, such as force multipliers for the U.S. Department of Defense, providing logistics and support services to all branches of the military. Sounds like mercs without guns to me. Here's a link for that. And in addition, they perform similar services for another nation. Who could it be? Yep, the U.K. Isn't that funny? Wow, look at that. And they're also involved in offering fast-track delivery of security upgrades to foreign embassies and consulates, stressing the importance of these services since events of September 11, 2001.
There's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Please pause.
There's a problem?
Yep. Let me just look at your computer.
What, is it not doing its thing or what?
For like,
hey, what's going on?
Oh, no, it's not doing its thing. That's strange. Let's get it doing its thing.
Oh, okay.
So they can hear me now in the archives.
That's right.
As I'm doing the archive thing.
This computer is like misbehaving.
Oh, has it?
Yeah.
That's not good.
No.
Are we forcing a reboot or what?
No, I think I can.
Should I get out of this chair? Okay. Here I am, not getting out of the chair, entertaining the listeners at home. Hello, listeners at home. My name is Sean Kennedy. Can you guess what I'm wearing? I have no idea. I could do like, why is there no like phone sex on the internet? That's what I want to know. Like, they'd probably get huge ratings if they just ran. No, I've looked. I used to be right into phone sex. It's a funny story, actually. For all the listeners at home who don't know this story, I got drunk one time when I was in the Army. And, are we reconnecting? Oh, here we go. We're doing some shit. Anyway, I got drunk one time in the Army, and I woke up, and there was, like, porn mags open all over the floor at all these phone sex numbers, and I, like, woke up, and my phone was off the hook. So I hang the fucking thing up, and I wound up paying, like, an $800 phone bill for phone sex lines. And I never even got to orgasm once. Like, what a piece of shit is that, man? I could have got, like, a really good hooker in Manitoba for that kind of money, but oh, well. It's just a funny story. I think it's funny. Don't tell my wife. No, my wife knows that one. That was pretty funny, actually. I've been pretty honest with Adrian about it. Are we broadcasting again? It seems to be that we are, in fact, broadcasting. Now, I wonder, when was the last place we got to? Because this was actually a really good story.
That I don't know.
We don't know?
That I don't know.
Can they hear us? Because I want somebody to tell me where I was when you lost me.
Well, they'll hear it in the archive, I guess.
Better dead. Whoop, yep. Okay, they're yelling, and...
Everyone's happy.
Waste into oil? Is that the last thing they heard?
That can't be. No, because I was watching the IRC and they're
Stream
like,
hey, just at the end of the Glasses spiel. Oh.
Glasses. Oh, so they haven't heard this whole thing.
And of course, the stream died. It came back just as Shade said the end of the server prayer. He said the server prayer, and the stream came back on.
Perfect.
Once again,
it must have worked.
Okay, so he's talking about wasting oil and the glasses. Okay, saying that the movie sucked. Okay, wow, you guys were off air for a while. Okay, well let's recap here. Because I had like I read like a whole thing out here. So wasting oil. Then I went off about my really styly SG-1 Wiley X glasses. Which if you guys, if I'm going to advocate any glasses, these things are dope. Okay, Halliburton from Le Chèque, not the actress, the actual comedy. Check this shit out. This is pretty crazy. Hey, Sean again. Hey again, Sean. A bit more material for you yet for the Illuminati Watch. Hopefully you haven't covered this one yet. A few days ago, I came across an article about a company called Halliburton. Dick Cheney, remember him? Happened to be the CEO of Halliburton between 1995 and 2000, during which time the company doubled their governmental contracts, bringing their total revenue from such contracts up to $2.3 billion. MoveOn.org has an article in regards to this. Here's a link to MoveOn.org. But there's more, oh, so much more. Halliburton is an energy company which is involved in everything from drilling to refining to distributing operations. As such, they have dealings with oil-producing countries in the Middle East, except Iraq, of course. Wait, maybe. Yeah, they probably got our dealings in Iraq now. But anyway, now, Halliburton subsidiary Kellogg's, when Kellogg's is your subsidiary, that's scary. Brown & Root, KBR, won a Department of Defense contract to refurbish oil fields and equipment in Iraq. So I guess they got dealings there, do they? At this time, we find that Cheney is still raking in the revenue from remaining financial ties to Halliburton. A collection of articles can be found here. Wow, look at all this profit-driven technology. Awesome. But that's understandable. As big oil companies, they have ties to a lot of things in the worldwide oil production, right? All this no war for oil left-wing bullshit is getting old pretty quick. Well, turns out the Halliburton has a few other uses as well, such as force multipliers for U.S. Department of Defense, providing logistics and support services to all branches of the military. Sounds like mercs without guns to me. Here's a link to that. In addition, they perform similar services for another nation. Who could it be? Yep, oh, of course, the U.K., the other great coverts in the war. And they're also also involved in offering fast-track delivery of security upgrades to foreign embassies and consulates, stressing the importance of these services since the events of September 11th, 2001. It goes on and on. Basically, Halliburton and KBR seem to have their finger in every profitable engineering and security application. They are also obviously focused on serving the government rather than the private sector. So imagine my surprise when reading up on single-wall carbon nanotubes, or buggy tubes, today as I came across Carbon Technologies Incorporated, and realized that even this field, they were already exploited by our good friends at KBR. Great. And I thought and hoped that nanotech was where the line would be drawn. No, 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 no. That the megacorps would be too frightened of the technology to dare to show an interest, which would leave the door open for smaller companies to create groundbreaking products. I was dead wrong. Looks like nanotech may be yet another technology seems to see some commercial success and then get integrated into society just in a way to make better soap. Disenchanted and forced into normality to protect big business interests and keep the economy in a predictable state of ups and downs. Anyway, I hope that pisses you off as much as it did me. Later. So that was a very, very informative article from Le Chèque. Thanks, man. I didn't know anything about Halliburton, but now I do, thanks to you. Way to go, man. Awesome. Got another one here from, as my contact fucks up, where are we at here? Okay, here we go. Okay. We got another one here for Rights for Uber Children, sent to me by Casey Saul. This is something from a San Francisco paper where they talk about making sure. Now, when you go to this site, be aware that there's pop-ups that show up, so fuck, I'm sorry about that. And they're talking about how Gattaca children might be prosecuted in the future. The complete account of the human genome, the de facto guide for building a person, met with predictable fanfare last week. Its celebration marked 50 years since Francis Crick and James Walton published their Nobel Prize-winning description of the iconic spiral staircase, the double helix of DNA. After 3 billion years of evolution, we have before us the instruction set that carries with each of us from one cell egg through the adulthood to the grave. Dr. Robert Watterson of the International Human Genome Sequencing Consortium told the crowd of National Institutes of Health. With this new knowledge comes new power. The ability to shape our fundamental form, and one day to better it. Within our lifetime, scientists say, we'll see an advent of genetically enhanced human beings. Babies who might look like all the others in the nursery will grow up to jump higher, learn faster, live longer, more powerful and privileged. They will also become vulnerable. More powerful and privileged, they could also become a vulnerable minority, as much subject to prejudice as primed for success.
Mm.
Now, this brings me to let's have a little discussion about this, Sam.
Okay.
You and I seem to have different views on fucking everything under the sun.
And that's what makes a show great.
If you had the chance
Yes.
Okay. Well, you and I are both pretty much against the idea of spawning, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Good. Now, but let's
There's
say
enough we, people in the world.
Let's say we were going to spawn.
Okay.
And create larval humans.
Yes.
What, and you had the chance, would you genetically modify the child? Like, you had the full-on Gattaca chance to modify that fucking kid. You could amp that little motherfucker right out. Would you do it?
Hard to say. I've never thought about it.
Well, think about it now. Make a snap decision.
Honey,
I'm pregnant. Do we want to gen joke this kid? We've only got 2 days in which we can do it.
If it was proven safe, maybe.
No, yeah, no. Okay, yeah. Well, in this scenario, it's completely safe. Like, yeah. You're not going to fuck up the kid or nothing like that. You can change what the kid can look like. You can make him stronger. You can just take away all the impurities, make him so he doesn't have glasses. You can.
Why not?
So what would you
do? We do it now to a certain extent anyway.
Yeah, we do a certain extent. So
We modify things. So we kill kids that have birth defects before they come out and all that kind of stuff.
So would you...
Why not? Take it to the next step.
Wow, guy, I can't believe you just said that, because you're going to get some mail on that one.
Well, they do.
They kill kids before they come out. So
yeah, they test them for... In certain countries, they test them for genetic defects, and they abort them before they're born.
That's a little different killing kids, don't you think? Well, that's where you're opening yourself up. They kill kids. You pro-life fuck.
I am not pro-life.
Okay, anyway. I'm not pro-death. Pro-death. I hate death. Anyway. So,
Yeah, sure.
Anyway, so what would you do? Would you, like just amp this fucking
Anything that's available. What are my options, doctor?
Oh, well...
Well, let's run down the list. Would you like them to run faster? That's an extra 1,000.
Yeah, so you'd amp the kid right the fuck out.
And why not?
Okay, that's my take on it, too. I would totally,
do it all the time now.
I would fucking amp this kid the fuck out. That kid would be born glowing. Seriously, they'd be like halos and shit. You know, listening to Baroque music. I'd have,
I don't sit by... I got glasses recently, right?
Yeah.
If I was against modifying and improving myself, I would just slowly glow blind.
That's right. Or no antibiotics. None of that. No, it's not natural.
And when they go bad...
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Bad enough, I'll get the laser surgery.
You know, and if not, then what'll happen is I'll just go and I'll get killed by another animal, and that's natural selection. Cause I'm getting
it
old
was stronger.
And stuff. You know, and the animal is stronger. So fuck that.
Every week I throw myself into the woods naked and see if I survive.
My child, Uber Kennedy. Can I talk for a bit? Sure.
Couple minutes.
No problem. I'll just keep going here.
Okay.
Yeah. So what? This is my child, Uber, as in. Uber Kennedy. And am I still connected? Yeah, I'm still connected. Okay, good enough. So, now sitting in for James is Peacekeeper. So we're sitting in. Now, let's keep going with this argument here, because I kind of expected James to disagree with me, because he's kind of a big fag when it comes to that kind of stuff. But would you, Peacekeeper, would you genetically modify your kid?
Well... To a certain degree, sure.
Okay.
To a certain degree.
My kid would be, able to breathe fucking underwater if I could hook that shit up. But, he could run, I'd modify out his running, all the biological abilities.
You would build the soldier from the movie Soldier.
Oh, yeah, fuck, for sure. Plus heightened intelligence, higher speed, quicker reflexes. Yeah, the whole nine yards.
Right.
So he'd be stylish. So what about you? Do you think that's too much?
My choice would be, I don't want my kids to be afflicted with the same shitty vision that I had to deal with.
Right.
So, perfect vision is all right. And, other than that, fucking, as long as you're not a flipper, baby, I don't want any fucking retards.
So. But would you amp the kid right the fuck out?
No.
Would you go, no, why not?
Because I think that takes out too much of the human factor.
The human factor.
The human factor.
What's that? Soul will get enhanced, too. If possible, I'll get a kid without a soul. But, So you think that that's important to have that inherent flaw of humanity in there?
Sure. Totally, because I think at that point people can overcome their flaws to some degree as well. As soon as you start fucking around and thinking bigger picture here and start completely doctoring everything, you're stymieing evolution.
Fuck evolution. I want my kid to be in state of the art. Evolution will look after itself. I don't give a fuck about evolution. I care about Uber.
You just want to live your life that you never had through your kid.
Fucking right! So I want to make sure Uber's
Let's put it down to brass tacks.
Uber is going to be the goo, man. Uber's going to, slowly conquer the earth. He will inherit an empire. That'd be rad. Go Uber. I'm not going to fucking name my kid Uber when they're born. That'll at least be their middle name.
And what happens when your genetically altered kid finally, reaches some point in his life where he's got,
too much good stuff, or
no,
what?
No, some troubles, and he's got, you know, stress is mounting against him. He doesn't have any adversity. He's perfect. He does not know how to deal with adversity, and he'll fucking shut down.
No, he won't.
Whereas my
no,
kid...
Because I'll just go and rent him Ethan Allen's American Psycho, and he'll fucking go that way, and he'll be awesome at it, too. You got to say that, do you?
I'm just shaking my head.
It's radio, retard. You can't shake your head on the air. All right. Get out of that chair. You're fired. You're fired. Get out.
Fuck you.
Fuck you. Okay.
Fuck you.
Fuck you. They can't hear you, and I'm Mike, so my fuck yous last. Okay, so we've pretty much covered that. And I suppose she'd like to comment on the whole...
Gone.
Gone?
Yeah, oh. She's gone for a couple days.
Oh, okay. Well, that's shitty. Well,
this is the new evolution.
Yeah, well, I think it's awesome. I'm fucking...
It's just forced evolution.
No more God babies. Fuck that. God babies are waste.
We've
gas.
Taken over.
My kid would be driving around on your kid. That's what would happen there. Like an Uber and fucking stuff you inside the fucking apocalypse doom vehicle, man. Into the doom buggy.
He'd be welded into
what
that.
You
He'd be part
glasses
of it.
Glasses wearing little freak. Get in that doom buggy gas tank. Stuff
him in.
I'll use my cold steel Spetsnaz cold forces shovel on you and I'll fucking kill you.
You'll drink them on the way home.
Fucking A. My kid will...
It makes water, too.
My kid will be gut ripping other kids at fucking 200 yards, man. You better believe it. My kid will be able to sell off the neighborhood cats for spare parts. Anyway, here's some scary shit. You want to talk about some scary shit? The Plague That Wasn't by Sarah Goblin. This is a little scary. Nothing is quite as frightening as bioweapons. Bioweapons are some truly scary shit. Here's two links. One's a synopsis of the whole thing, and the other one's from CNN. A Texas Tech University scientist is under arrest after allegedly making false statements that led to yesterday's bubonic plague scare.
Okay.
Reports CNN. Dr. Thomas Butler, who's 61, who stands a lot to gain from making a 61 and all, is the chief of infectious disease division at the school department of international medicine, or pardon me, internal medicine.
That's pretty high up.
So he's fucking in there.
Yep.
Sources tell CNN that it was Butler who first notified the authorities Tuesday that 30 vials containing the plague, that's the bubonic plague, were missing, prompting fears of bioterrorism and an act in the making. Yeah, well, with
prompting news stories of bioterrorism.
Well, 30 fucking vials of, like, a deadly plague are fucked off.
It's not good. It's not good.
That's not... There's only really one use for that shit, okay?
We keep them around
just
for fun.
It's not like, oh, steel went missing from the factory. They must be making bombs. No. That's not much of a stretch there, okay? When the FBI first questioned Butler, presumed to be the only one with the access to the samples, he reportedly denied knowledge that what had happened to the vials. By yesterday afternoon, however, he recanted his earlier statement, admitted to destroying the samples himself.
He's having some fun, eh?
Oh, man. Didn't he alert the school? Samples obtained from American Nation of Tanzania last spring reportedly were destroyed sometime before January 11th. But Butler allegedly did not fill out the proper paperwork. A school spokesman told CNN it's too early to say what will happen to Butler, who has been with the school since 1987 and has more than 25 years experience with plague research.
So he's like covering his ass because he didn't fill out the paperwork.
No.
They were stolen.
No,
yeah.
Fuck off. He's not going to alert the media that 30 vials of bubonic plague fucked off on him.
To cover his paperwork.
Unless, you know, oh God. Plague's missing. I'm sure he probably sat back and labored about whether or not to go to the media with that shit.
Yeah.
Should I tell people? I don't know. I mean, it's not going to bring it back. And then he went, the plague's missing. The media goes buck wild.
Yeah.
Guys in black suits go up and go, pardon me? No, there's no plague missing. Fuck off. You're going to have a panic here. Oh, yeah. That's right. I'm the chief scientist
here.
I actually destroyed it. Ha ha.
All gone. Flushed it. Down the toilet.
I must have forgot it. You got to be high to believe that. You got to be fucking high to believe that. And they're like, no bubonic plague. That's fine.
It's all cool here.
Okay,
yeah.
You want the nail in the coffin?
Okay.
Here's the nail in the coffin. Now, that was in January.
Okay.
Check this news story out. New York! A New Mexico couple who traveled to New York have been hospitalized with what is believed to be the first case of bubonic plague in the city in a century.
Whoa.
Said health officials. The couple arrived in the city last Friday, went to the hospital 2 days later with a high fever and swollen lymph nodes. The man, 53, is in critical condition, his life support in a Manhattan hospital with a 47-year-old wife who's in stable condition, said officials. Both are in isolation at the hospital. Today we are announcing what are likely Today we are announcing what are likely to be the first cases of bubonic plague in New York City in 100 years, said Dr. Damas Friedman, the health commissioner of New York City.
That's a coincidence, right?
Now, we're talking about a group of people who have no problems whatsoever with strapping explosives on their body, walking into the local pizzeria, and making a whole new slab of pepperoni all over the motherfucking place.
Yeah, yeah.
So, how hard would it be for these assholes to go jack themselves with bubonic plague and then just take planes all day?
Travel from Texas to New York. It's not too far.
You know, we'll just fly around the country, killing everyone we come in contact with, fucking as many whores as we can. Caffing and blowing snot everywhere. Isn't that fantastic? 30 vials.
What are they doing with 30 vials?
Makes you kind of wonder,
doesn't it? You need that, right?
Oh, and this is my plate collection. Over here,
Carefully labeled.
I just recently collected a vial of bubonic plague. It's illegal. I had to pay good money for it. But it will sit there on my shelf until my cat knocks it over, and then I'll murder the whole fucking neighborhood. Like, give me a goddamn break. Holy shit. Talk about scary stuff.
Wow.
The only thing more scary than that is plankton.
Is it?
Plankton is frightening. It is, especially plankton that fly.
Oh,
because
I heard about this.
Plankton, right?
They don't normally fly, do they? They stay under the ocean pretty well.
What eats plankton?
Large mammals.
Large mammals. Right?
The largest mammals.
The largest mammals.
Yes.
Really big things eat plankton.
Very big things.
So what are you saying here? Are you saying that if there was a lot of plankton somewhere,
yeah,
there'd be something that would eat that plankton.
A very large thing.
Yeah, because there's a food supply there.
Yeah. Strange how the largest things eat the smallest things.
So, what I want to know is, my question to you is, nature doesn't fuck up like that. Let me read this story
here. When plankton's flying.
Filmy ice clouds high in the sky in the center of the United States contain minute sea creatures locked into the air by specific ocean hurricane. New analysis concludes. Hurricane Nora, September 19th, struck Mexico and moved north into Southern California before blowing out. The storm's powerful winds blasted ocean spray, containing salt and plankton high into the air in the far east of Utah and Oklahoma. Utah.
Utah.
Researchers report in an April issue of Journal of Atmospheric Science. Wow, that's some riveting shit. These high cirrus clouds.
I got a subscription. How about you?
I'm fucking hooked up. Me, Blender, and fucking the Journal of Atmospheric Science. Were studied by the ground and satellite-based instruments, and some ice crystals collected by a research airplane.
So something's keeping this on ice.
Sky whales!
Like
sky whales! There's going to be whales that fly. You ever been out at night? I've been out late at night when I'm really drunk. Because you can hear sky whales when you're really drunk. And you go,
they sound like...
Yeah, give me that echo. Echo. Also, if you're high. Sky whales show up in your eyes. So watch the skies for the sky whales that eat the fucking plankton. Very weird. Very weird. There's the link. And I got a wicked checksum from Apanthropy here. This is fucking rad. And yes, I'm going to read this entire email because I think it's sexy.
Okay.
SK, I finally got a chance to listen to your April 14th show, which was high on energy and emotion. Very cool. One second. Okay.
Refueling.
There we go. Anyhow, you mentioned suppressed technology, which is one of the things I've maintained continued interest in for quite some time, especially mechanical technology. No shit. Apanthropy, for anyone who doesn't know, is like the original Outback Wog. The guy knows everything about vehicles and stuff. He's very, very cool. Two things I'd like to add on that. First, I'll go off on tech. Be ready for a book, because this is something I know a little something about. The fish carburetor and its contemporaries are junk and wouldn't work nowadays anyhow. Relatively brief explanation. First, they wouldn't work right now. Before 1970s, gasoline was a different substance than it is now. Much more volatile. Somewhat fewer BTUs per pound and prone to pre-detonation.
Nice.
Scary. They also changed the horsepower measurement with standard SAE rate from to standard SAE from brake horsepower. That's why a 1970 Cadillac Eldorado has a 472 cubic engine, good for 375 horsepower, and a 1971 was only good for 220 horsepower with the same engine. Interesting.
Hmm.
Part of that was the less volatile fuel. Part was that they had to lower the compression ratios to work with the new fuel from a common 10-1 to about 8.5-1. And part of that was how they changed the market measure in standard horsepower. If you measure both engines by brake horsepower, in 1970 it was 375, and in 1971 it was 345. What does this have to do with 200-mile-per-hour carburetors? All of the magic cards are based on vapor induction rather than spray induction. Modern gasoline simply does not change status that readily, and in fact loses density when heated at a more rapid rate than it gains volatility. This is to make it safer to handle and transport. Well, fuck safety. We'll just stuff a bunch of kids into a burn boat, take some waste gas, we'll drive around. Fuck yeah. And to make it yield more BTUs per pound and provide resistance to pre-detonation without the addition of lead and oxygenators. Vapor state change carbs do not work with today's gasoline. So that's cool to know. So that's part of the story. What's the other part? Now, I'm going to see if I can get this. Stoichiometric ratio gasoline burns most completely when it is at 14 to 1 volumetric ratio in common air. Okay, apparently you're scaring the shit out of me over here. This is known as the stoich ratio. If you thin it out more than that, it will still combust, but less efficiently. The inherent inefficiencies of cars not related to how the fuel is burned, but in the rest of the engine is drivetrain, modern feedback systems, fuel injection, use oxygen sensors to determine and maintain the stoichiometric ratio, because this is what extracts the most mechanical energy from the gas. You keeping up with me here? Okay. This leads to two other things. First is the energy in gasoline. Lots of motherfuckers seem to think that octane is a measure of energy in fuel. This is not true. The fact is that high-octane gas has less energy in it. The octane rating is a measure of your fuel's resistance to pre-detonation.
That's something I bet not very many people know.
This is when the explosion in your cylinders happens before the piston is all the way to the top, and most people know it as knock. It is caused by the heat and pressure igniting the fuel before you spark. Even if the engine has kept sputtering for a few seconds after you turn it off, this is another example of the same phenomenon. Interesting. Wow, this is like totally informative shit.
Mm-hmm.
The typical measure of energy is something called BTUs. Straight white gas, like Coleman stove fuel, has about 19,200 BTUs per pound, which would have an octane rating of in the low 80s or so, if standardized. They cut that straight gas with detergents and octane and adjusting agents in order to make motor fuel. What do they add to the gas to adjust the octane? Toluene and xylene. These solvents have a neighborhood of 12,000 BTUs per pound. You can see it when they mix these in gasoline. They actually reduce the overall number of BTUs in that gas. This is why. High-octane gas has less energy than low-octane. High-octane gas should only be run in vehicles that benefit from it, like high-compression, forced-induction engines, unless you like to throw money away. I should add that if you have a normal car and it knocks the pigs on 87 octane gas, then you should either get your car checked or you should go ahead and use the higher octane, because knocking, pinging can seriously harm your engine over time. The other thing mentioned is the drivetrain loss. Engines lose a lot of heat, and that heat is where your engine is going. 100% efficient engine would be cold to the touch. How interesting. If you recycle engine heat into fuel to vapor change it or burn more efficiently to use less fuel, where would the energy come from when you keep heating the fuel? Further, all your crap like alternator power steering, AC, blah, 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 use energy. The transmission inherently loses energy to heat. Differentials inherently lose energy. Tires inherently lose energy. Yeah, I could tune your car and get 90 miles per gallon, but it would have about 3 horsepower, and shifting it to second gear would be a pipe dream. Bottom line here, this guy's fucking laying the law down. I love this shit. This all leads back to suppressed technology. You're wondering why, right? Well, I said that these suppressed carburetors are bogus. Ever hear of something called a steam engine? Yeah, not those stupid rattling trap piles of shit you see at the country fair, stamping away and not running in half the time. What if you had a car that had a trunk in the back and another trunk in the front where you usually kept the engine? What if in that same car had about 10 moving parts in its drivetrain, none of which are frictive, all on bearings, and none of which make noise? What if that car had some serious power, like we're talking 1,000 pounds of torque? What if that car could get 3 times as many miles per gallon on gas as your normal car, but could run on pretty much any flammable liquid you feed it? Oh, I've got an erection. Including enviro-friendly ethanol. What if this was a real full-size proper car, not some tin can the size of a tin can? And you pretty much never had to change the fucking oil, it plugs or any of that junk. That shit is all possible with off-the-shelf technology, steam engines. Now, there's a suppressed and forgotten automotive technology. One other thing, if you hinted at it again, I wanted to visit Arizona sometime to discover the weird-ass shit down here. Let me know when you're serious about that, I'm down for it. I've heard Super Chicken's moving here, so we'll have to enlist his presence too. From a Apanthropy. Very sexy.
Pretty interesting
stuff. That's fucking super cool. And yeah, Apanthropy, I'm fucking tight on that. It's all about the steam engine powered dope, doom buggy. That's what we want.
There you go.
In the kid corner tonight, from Ronan Casey's Hall, I got a fucked up thing here. This is one of, I've seen a lot of fucked up things.
Uh-huh.
This is some fucked up shit right here. This is an AK-47 magazine that's been turned into an MP3 player, so you can load an MP3 player into your AK-47 and run around with it. Audiobooks for free. The number one UK online MP3 audiobook publisher and is the newest MP3 portable jukebox. The AK MP3 jukebox comes with a 20-gig storage cable holding 9,000 songs or 3,000 hours of MP3 audiobooks. The AK MP3 player can built into the body of ammunition magazine of a Kalashnikov automatic rifle. The player can be used on its own or can be attached to a Kalashnikov machine gun instead of the ordinary magazine. Why would you do that? Stainless steel body... Jesus, fuck. Wow. Stainless steel body makes the new player uniquely suitable for the outdoors. So when you're running around with an AK and trying to get yourself shot by the song team.
I'm just listening to music.
Sweet, sweet thunder and fuck.
But it's MP3s.
Yeah, really. You know, shit, man. Now you can violate both laws at once. Guaranteed for jail time.
Yeah.
Fuck me. And from Angelic Firestorm, we got a really cool thing from Canadian Tire with the biggest goddamn link in the galaxy, which we're going to put in the IRC.
Large.
Just found a sale on Canadian Tire on iSun Versatel Solar Charger. Remember those flexible solar panels we were talking about a couple weeks ago? Well,
right.
Here's the link. The 10-watt is a good price and supercharged Mr. O'Brien's camcorders.
Nice.
Cool.
That'll be handy, actually. Very
handy. Very, very cool, especially at Burning Man, where they use a lot.
Anywhere, out in the middle of nowhere.
Power. Yeah, oh, yeah. I mean, you know, logs like survival gear.
Yep.
And if you can't buy a gun, that's okay. You can buy an air gun from Russia. Here's a link for this thing that looks a lot like a Glock.
Yep.
Gets like some sick fucking feet per second, like 900 feet per second with a BB. And you can go to Crossman and buy like hollow point BB bullets for it and load them up with Bison and go kill senators. In media review, we got, this was sent, Smokey sent me this thing, which is a duck and cover drill from the 1950s. It's fucking huge.
These movies are great.
Click on this and do a save, save target as. These fucking downloads are priceless. They're amazing.
There's
so funny.
So many movies on there, like from the 50s about nuclear holocaust.
This is one of them. It's how Terry the Turtle teaches you how to survive a nuclear blast.
Yep.
It's fucking dope. And some cool chanting. And this is from Alien Binary again. I'm pretty into spiritualism, but I don't know how I fit into the. But I don't know how I fit this world. I'm pretty into spiritualism. I don't know how I fit in this world. You fit, don't worry. But I'm always searching. Buddhism is just one of many different ways we can cope with life. I found that the site that allows you to download full-length prayers and chants and songs in MP3 format,
that's
including
so sweet.
Including some famous prayers for peace. I think the ones on the long lines from the Dalai Lama are quoted in actual monasteries. I can understand Vietnamese, Tibetan, Nepalese, etc. But it's such a beautiful experience to hear. Check it out. You might like it. It's good to get away from Western culture for a little while. So very, very cool. And there's a link there and a link to his favorite one, which is the Prayer for Peace and Harmony. Very, very neat. Very, very neat. And going through, we have one digital baptism tonight, and that would be World War One Paratrooper's computer, which is going to be his new server, Uber Gaming Server, which I'm going to baptize as the Grammaton Machina, which is what that is. So very, very cool. And special shouts out tonight to Alien Binary, Angelica Firestorm, and everybody else who in Wagga War who sent me a whole ton of links. Very, very cool. Appreciate it very much. And if you want to help the show, you can get two people linked. But if you want to help the show, buy me a goddamn dune buggy! If you want to help the show, sorry, that just fell out there. I was using my outside voice. If you want to get, you can get two people hooked on the show. Going through the IRC tonight, people who showed up, let's see who we got here. We got Misconduct, Punky People, Shade. We got SKS Gimpy Brother. Gimpy Bio Harder.
SK's Gimpy Bio Hard.
Is that Smokehouse?
Yeah.
Must be. He's a gimp. SKTMM Snake, Pyro, Alien Varney, Alamode, Alanon Zero, Alpha 736, Angelica Pissed. Why are you pissed? Don't be pissed. And you miss a Panther P, Beef and 19 Lemons, Blug, C4, Calum. Whatever. Calamine Lotion, Cheese Piece Face, Child, City of Ash, Cookie. Jeez, I love this. Cookie Eye Flood Control, Kaya 23, Cronus Dancing Monkey, Delamorta Delusion, Dr. Zodiac, Don't Panic 42, Droopy, Father Fester Penis, FT Links RX, G.I. Jill, G-Man X Griffin, Guardian Super Chicken, Joe, K16, Kabufa, Kello, Kexler, Killing Boy, Korak, Leshek, Latchkey Kid, sorry, Lento, Logan 5, Lord Hostile, Manuel Kelly, Marvy, Marion Bed, Mick J, Rant Music, Midnight Guard, who really likes the CQC7, and I can't say as I disagree with you. Where are we at here? Midnight Guard, Midnight Guard. Mr. Echo, hey, buddy. Nebula, Paladin, Paley, Poppy Boy, Papa Doodle, Psycho, Quiff, Quick Mix, Rat Spoon, Ricky Rocket, Bumbling Sky, Shrine Master, Sir Dark, SKTMM, Data Stalker, Slap, Nut City, Southwest Samurai, Smudley, Squid, 001, Stats, Dirty Cheese, Test Subject, 2 Fuel, Thought, the 696, The Bug, Talks, From the After Now, Transistor, Transistor, Turmoil, Turnspike, Tide, Transistor, Zex, Wi-Fi Girl, Wiggle Puppy, WS Ninja, World 1 Russian Paratrooper, X-Narc, DJ Speeches, and Intricate. And, if you guys want to do me a favor, if you've done any of those Photoshops with those super groovy, Peacekeeper things, if you could just private message him to my RC, that'd be great, because I'd love
Sean
to see
likes
him.
To see him, too.
I'd like to see him, too. Anyway, so that's it for tonight's show.
What's on after the show, Sean?
Well, after the show tonight is a very special Talisman Afternoon, which I have a dedication in there, but I'm going to say it now anyway, which is this show's dedicated to Smokehouse. And I've left the dedication remains in the beginning of that, and I'll be circulated with one, because Art has done so much for the station, and he really has, and I rip on the guy all the time. But if it wasn't for Art, we really would have lost a lot of shit. And he's taken over, like, a lot of responsibility. We're not paying this motherfucker. So it's pretty cool, and it's the least I can do, but, you know, it's something I did. So there you go. So this episode is dedicated to Art Lindsay, who's probably about one of the best friends this fucking station's got. And if you're free to distribute the show anyway, Seafrid, you can make massive copies of it. You can hand it out to whoever you want, and it's very, very cool. If you want to be on Rant Radio, we do need programming. And if you've got any ideas on that, you can get in touch with Sim at info@rantradio.com, and he can see what he can hook up for you.
Mm-hmm.
All righty, then. And you got anything to add, Sim?
Nope.
All right.
That's it.
Cool. So remember, then, where you come from is gone. Where you thought you were going to, we're never there. And where you are ain't no good unless you can get away from it.
So you say you gotta know why the world goes around, and you can't find the truth in the things you found, and you're scared shitless cause evil abounds. Come join us. Well, I heard you were looking for a place to get in.